This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. It's now time for the Marker app, and Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for that. So we just heard in the news that the government is not planning to introduce new taxes in the 2020 budget. Besides that, the Finance Ministry also issued another reminder to taxpayers who have undeclared income that the discounted penalty rate period is ending this weekend.
Yes, basically, taxpayers have been reminded to take advantage of the special reduced penalty rate which was brought down to only 10%. And the ministry says such an opportunity doesn't come always. So the original penalty was 300%. So there are a few more days left before the June 30th deadline. So this is your window to settle taxes you owe the government and declare your income.
I'm curious whether they're going to send another kind of friendly but scary email.
Friendly and scary.
Because that's what they did, right, the last time. Like, hey, you're not in trouble, but
this
in
message
case
is
you
not
are,
a threat, but it sounds like and looks like
we
it.
We are watching. We know you didn't pay, something like that.
Well, I mean, nevertheless, it's a great opportunity. They're right. I mean, 10% compared to 300% is no joke. A key message in this appears to be trying to change the mindset in paying taxes and emphasizing that this is not about taking punitive measures.
Yeah, this is like a second chance for taxpayers to get some amnesty of sorts and not treated like criminals who betrayed the country while, you know, we were burdened by so much debt, and also like we saw other people were coming together donating to Tabung Harapan and all that. Having said that, the offer will not be on the table forever. In fact, the deadline was already extended from the end of March to this month. So beyond this period, declarations made from the 1st of July until October, you have to pay a 15% penalty. And from October onwards, the penalty will be increased to 45%. So the leniency will reduce gradually. But still, it's a lot lower than the 300% you mentioned earlier. It's really low. And that 300% did appear to be very punitive and discouraged many people to come forward.
And moving on to Bursa, Telekom Malaysia Berhad's share price was rising today. How did the counter close?
Yes, there was a strong rally which pushed TM to reach its highest mark in 52 weeks at RM4.22. This is nearly double from the record low it experienced during the share price crumble last year. So a lot of TM's momentum has been attributed to the improved performance in Q1, which also coincided with the group's adoption of the Malaysia Financial Reporting Standard. So TM closed up 10 cent at RM4.15.
Thanks for that update, Sean.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.